A serial killer who committed suicide in an Alaska jail last year confessed to murdering at least 11 people across the country. But Israel Keyes didn't offer any names. And investigators trying to figure out who he killed are running into a major stumbling block. There is no unified, mandatory national database for missing persons. From member station KSKA in Anchorage, Daisha Eaton reports.
One of the few known victims was Anchorage resident Samantha Koenig. She was selling coffee at an espresso stand outside a gym when Israel Keyes abducted and killed her. Her father, James, a burly man with icy blue eyes, holds back tears as he talks about the ordeal.
I miss her laugh and her smile and her eyes and hearing Daddy come out of her mouth.
Even though the mystery of his own daughter's disappearance has been solved, Koenig has stayed involved with advocates for missing persons, trying to figure out who else Keyes killed. In a dimly lit back office at the Anchorage Police Department, investigators are piecing together Keyes' travels on a map. They say he may have killed other people in places he traveled to over the last decade. And he traveled a lot. Seattle, Los Angeles, Houston, and Chicago, among others. Anchorage police officer Jeff Bell says that it's difficult because of the kinds of victims he picked.
He claimed that he can look at someone and decide some people just look like they would be more missed than others.
Bell interrogated Keyes extensively. With only a few exceptions, Keyes took the names of his victims to the grave. And Bell says using multiple existing missing persons databases run by state, county, and local officials, as well as nonprofits, is inconsistent, confusing, and overwhelming.
I remember getting the list of missing people, and it was depressing because there was a printed stack of papers that was at least 3 inches thick.
Bell says although it sometimes seems futile, he still rakes through evidence and combs through the killer's home computer, hoping to identify other victims.
You always feel like you've missed something or that there's going to be an obvious clue that stands out that we missed.
Bell isn't working the Israel Keyes case alone. The FBI's lead agent is Jolene Godin. She wishes there were a better option, too. Using what they've learned from the Israel Keyes case, Bell and Godin say it's critical that there is a single national database for missing adults that everybody uses.
Unlike children, where you have the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, there is no such thing for adults.
But the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is federally mandated and has long-term government funding. The closest thing to that for adults is the National Missing and Unidentified Person System, or NAMIS, which is funded by the Justice Department. But it's not required by Congress and doesn't have long-term funding. Todd Matthews helps run the database out of the University of North Texas.
A federal mandate would help to bring the compliance and force people to do what they need to do to get the cases into the system, you know, a one-stop shop.
A one-stop shop, a unified database that local, state, and national law enforcement officials want. It's become something of a cause for the father of murder victim Samantha Koenig. He says knowing the fate of his daughter is still a struggle, though.
That's the hardest part of my days anymore, is waking up and reliving it every day and the hopes it's a nightmare and she's going to come walking through the door any minute.
But he says knowing is better than not knowing. Estimates put the number of unidentified human remains in the U.S. at around 40,000. Somewhere among them could be Israel Keyes' other victims. For NPR News, I'm Daisha Eaton in Anchorage.
You're listening to All Things Considered.